Ko whakapuna ke te maunga, ko wai kare moana te roto, ko wai paua te marae. Ko horuta te waka, ko ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko ngāti rua pane te iwi, tēnā koe.
I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home?
Beautiful. This is Urban Planning by Geneva AM. I'm very lucky to be joined by Geneva on the phone. Kia ora, Geneva. How are you?
Kia ora. Very good.
Thank you so much for ringing up for a chat. I'm so excited. We've got a new song to talk about as well. It came out on Friday. Toitū te Tiriti. And of course, your debut album is out August 15th, correct?
Yes, exactly right.
Oh my gosh. How exciting. You've been so busy as well. I was talking to my co-host Nick. We saw you at Matariki Rising at Whammy Bar. How many shows did you play that weekend?
Three back-to-back shows one listening party. So I've very much been blessed with a lot of opportunities. It's been really cool. But, good time to rest.
Yeah. And it must feel really special as well to be releasing music and performing so much at such an auspicious time like Matariki.
It's a very special time of year and so awesome to like see everyone coming out, especially in the middle of winter.
Urban Planning is a really beautiful track. There's sort of a lot of beautiful messaging in there about like reconnecting with your whakapapa. Talk to me a little bit about the writing of that track and how it came about.
Well, I didn't grow up with a pepeha. I knew that I was kahungunu, and not many people up here are from the East Coast growing up, so no one really knew about what that was, and the only proof that I really had that kahungunu even existed was this huge waka toa, this wakanu in the museum. So I ended up learning our pepeha from my uncle, and I made the song based around this new pepeha of a place that I've never been to before, and then restructuring kind of what a pepeha would look like for someone who grew up in the city around all of these temporary structures and kind of, you know, referencing, you know, where are the mountains that once resided here? Oh, they got crushed up and made into the tarmac of the airport, which is what happened with Ehumata. Or, you know, where are the gardens that used to feed us? Oh, they were replaced by a New World supermarket chain. Mm. You know, just stuff like that. And that was actually kind of bizarre because it was just before the New World and Victoria Park set fire.
Oh, my gosh.
There was that huge fire. Yeah, I don't know.
You manifested it.
Big coincidences. And, you know, it was really fun performing that song at the Auckland Museum where the waka lives.
Mm.
And yeah, just looking at how there's this urban landscape where they all used to be places or dwellings, papakāinga, like Altea Square used to be like a pa site. All of that area used to be the sea and a river, and you can see it in the landscape when you look over it all, and you can kind of acknowledge how unnatural the cityscape is, and the geography of the way Auckland is. So, I just wanted to reference, you know, what does a pepeha look like for someone who grew up in the city and has, you know, been living in this destruction of history.
Wow, yeah.
And trying not to be too sad about it, because it's like, You're still a descendant of someone, and that even though you don't know their names, they're still, you know, your ancestors are still with you, just like the rest of us. Like, not everyone knows where they come from, but we all kind of ended up here in the city. So it's not just for Māori, but it's just for people who may not necessarily know their home, or supposed like hometown or whakapapa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about kind of reconnecting with yourself and knowing that you're never alone and that you're hopeful about the future.
So
It's both sad and happy, I guess.
Yeah, and beautiful as well that you're writing a pepeha for yourself in the form of dance music. I mean, what is your relationship to dance music? And did you listen to a lot of dance music and electronica growing up?
Hell yeah, of course I did. I mean, it was very prevalent in the 90s as a kid, but also it's a really accessible format. You know, you don't have to train to make dance music. You can just do it. And I think when you look at a lot of movements across the world, a lot of people channeled their, you know, own lived experiences through dance music, and managed to, you know, create these transmitters that reach out to a much wider and more beautiful community. So, you know, it was just my way of making something on the go, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You can whip out your computer and make one, and maybe it would also, you know, encourage other people to make their own electronic music and share their own story.
Mm, yeah, there's definitely like a strong history of that DIY sort of ethos. And then this new track that we've got, Toi Tū Tiriti, is beautiful. These strings, oh my gosh. Ngā Whetū Ensemble, who are they? Talk to me about how the strings came about.
Well, I wanted to deliver a message. It's a very blunt message, but I wanted it to feel like I wasn't alone. And the greatest way to, you know, show that is by getting live musicians in.
Mm.
And I have a friend that I've been working with over the years doing covers, who's also in the Auckland Philharmonic Orchestra, Philharmonia. And he'd never made an arrangement before, but he'd studied alongside, you know, doing music and stuff. So I knew that he could do it. It's just a matter of, like, you know, having the opportunity. And, over the past year, we've had these conversations around, you know, how our feelings are and kind of watching how the movements developed. And and he created this piece using 7 string players. So we're really lucky to have all of these really talented people.
Mm. Who came up with the name Ngā Whetū, the stars, for the 7-piece string orchestra? Because that is brilliant.
Yeah, Eric did. We were kind of thinking about, you know, 7, the number 7, 7 deadly sins, 7 stars, 7, you know. And it was just through this conversation that we had, and then he's like, what about Ngā Whetū? ensemble. And it really stuck, and it really matched with, you know, Matariki as well. Mm. So, yeah, it was a really fitting name. And they are like stars because they all shine so brilliantly on their own, but they together they create this, like, nebula, you know. It's like, it's really lovely. And there's a lot of different people who have subbed in for each other as well, because, not, you know, getting seven players to be available at one given time is, like, you know, quite an amazing Tetris piece in itself. So, you know, we've actually got quite a crew of people now who are very talented, and I'm just very happy to have had the opportunity to work with them.
Mm. Can we expect more strings on the album?
Well, that's the only one, but I wanted it to stand alone because it is its own thing, I guess. And each song is kind of like, I guess it's just its own kind of person, maybe. It's got its own personality.
Mm.
But, yeah, maybe in the next album I'll have more strings. Who knows?
Mm. It's beautiful. Picky Picky, the album, is out August 15th. It's so, so exciting. And it's such a, you know, you have these songs with staunch messages of resistance, but the overall message, like you say, is uplifting and not giving up, and Picky Picky itself means to ascend. Something that stuck with me after Matariki Rising was you said before you went off stage that expressing joy is an act of resistance in itself, and I feel like that so encompasses what it means to use dance music as a vehicle for these songs. How important is that, like, maintaining that joy through your music for you?
I think it's really important for everyone to know that, you know, wanting to experience joy and is an expression of self-preservation, you know, in order to draw strength and coincide with these feelings of, like, grief and anger and sadness. All of these things that are happening right now are terrible. But if you choose the path of seeking joy, it means that you can draw strength and reconvene and, you know, replenish and nourish yourself in order to continue fighting.
Mm.
So, you know, we should be living in a place where everyone gets to experience joy, but seeking it out is also an act of love, and it's important to dance, and it's important to make music and go to gigs and see your friends and have dinner, you know.
Mm.
Just all of these things that human beings need to keep going, even just like a phone call to someone that you care about is, like, so important, especially now. So, you know, that's why I said it, because I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that they've got a job to do, and it's to enjoy their lives. Even though things are really hard right now, it's really important to have that essence of happiness or something that you love, you know?
Mm, tautoko. Beautiful. I think we should listen to this new song, Toitu Te Tiriti. Congratulations, and I'm so excited for the album. Picky Picky is out August 15th, and people can go and pre-order the vinyl and whatnot, right?
Oh, yeah, you can. Holiday Records. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Geneva, for chatting. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we're just so excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much, and have a lovely evening.
Thanks. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Toi tu te tiriti. Tu mai ngarangatahi. Thank you. To my ngā tau iwi.